What is the problem? If that's the first step, what is that problem? How do you define the problem towards making Cleveland more of a welcoming place for the world to do business?
Well, the problem starts out with the fact that we were blessed in 1900. 1904 was the best year we ever had. It was a phenomenal year. And very few people realize from 1900...
You don't remember it, do you?
No. Very well. But from 1904 to maybe 1910, 1912, we had enormous, enormous investments and inventions taking place. So we developed a great business community. That business community built the museums, they built the culture that we have. We have one of the great cultures in the world. The hospital system was built by those people. As those corporations' business changed, and those corporations either moved out or moved what they were doing in other parts of the country, a vacuum was created. At the same time that vacuum was created, you had a lot of individuals that made money. And we never brought the individuals into the system. It wasn't that the businesses didn't want them. So we lacked leadership. So what happens is, it is all about leadership. So we go all around the country in our business. And what you see the difference is between Cleveland and other places is the newer places have a very different attitude. They don't know everything we know. They just know people keep coming in. As people keep coming in, their house prices, values are going up. They're getting more shopping centers. It's very exciting. So the problem that we have is our own mental attitude. I always say, we haven't had a fire, we haven't had a tsunami, we haven't had a flood. What our problem is, we have us. And if us will not change, we can't change.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.